This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I was like, NFL, to start the season to be an 8.5-point underdog, I know the Eagles are loaded. I get it. They're the champs. It's home field. All the banners are going up tonight. I hear you. But it's just a lot to say to start the season that they're going to beat the Cowboys basically by 10 points. And I think a lot of people, Mike, are caught up on this Micah Parsons situation that right. They don't believe the Cowboys can get any pressure tonight because Parsons isn't out there, and all of a sudden they're going to fold up. I think it'll be a closer game. I do have the Eagles winning, but I don't know if they cover tonight. Weird things happen week one.
Right, and on the flip side, we know the Eagles vaunted defense they got after Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. This is Dak Prescott, who we have not seen in, like, what, months since we saw him here in Atlanta.
Since we saw him here.
And then, of course, you got George Pickens. How much is he going to be, you know, WR2, along with CeeDee Lamb? Cowboys' run game is non-existent. Their run game is just a bunch of mediocrity. So how much will they be able to establish it? Because I think if Dak's got to throw it 35 or more times, then the Eagles will cover that 8.5.
Yeah, that's going to be the real concern. Who's running the ball? Who's toting the rock for the Cowboys tonight? But we get football. The NFL will be underway, and we cannot wait. Can't wait for our Falcons either, guys, as we were up at Flowery Branch yesterday. A lot to kind of take in and process from Coach Ra and hearing from Michael Penix, our quarterback. You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Also find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. As we continue to prepare, you said there was good news. I sat down here. We are literally outside of Napa Auto Parts. So if you drive by, blow your horn, man. We'll see you. We'll put our hands up. But you said there's good news, more good news for the Falcons today.
Yeah, man. I just saw it from a couple of posts from the media that is covering the Falcons. They got a chance to at least see some of the practice today. And the good news is Darnell Mooney, once again, in
pads. What's up, Darnell?
And in practice. So, again, from Miles Garrett, the other Miles Garrett, our buddy from Channel 5, he is out there and looks pretty good. So some videos up. He's in pads. Now, how much contact can he take? That's something maybe we'll get or we won't get from the media. But he looks ripped, Carl.
Shredded. I mean,
carved like a julienne salad, carved out of wood. But hopefully, man, he's got to go because we got WR2 along with Drake. Then I'm feeling more confident about our chances.
Me too. And again, I don't want to put any expectations out there for Darnell Mooney. I am really skeptical about how much he'll actually be able to perform on Sunday. And again, it's not his want to. It's just simply, man, you got a long season. You got to protect guys. And if you run him out there, Mike, run him into the ground the first week, and then he's out, let's just say, 3 or 4 more weeks, was it worth it? Right. I don't know. And I'm not telling you that's going to sacrifice a win or a loss, but you got to be smart. It's what I thought about Jalen Walker, why I had Coach yesterday clearly repeat, he's a full go. He is ready to go. I wanted to make sure he said that because I just don't feel like you run him out there, Mike, with all the time he's missed and put him at jeopardy. Either way, right. If they think he's ready, he'll be on the field on Sunday.
Right, and then we talked about it, you know, as much as Coach Rock could give us some of the – he's not going to spill the tea, but Dave Archer did say that, you know, there's ways you can do things with Bijan Robinson. There's sort of quick hits, getting the ball out. The same thing that, you know, Baker Mayfield kind of does and did against us last year.
Yep.
The ball comes out very quickly. They use the running backs. How much are we going to do that on Sunday?
404-726-0929, guys. We'll let you hear a little bit of that conversation coming up. And also Michael Penix, for those who missed it yesterday. And Mike, again, I said this yesterday when he walked out of the room at the Ticketmaster Studios. The confidence that he exudes, you can see why his teammates feel the way they do about him and taking control of this thing.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that just started at camp. I think that started way early, even last year, when he got his opportunity and guys started to see him in the huddle and take the respect and the command of the team the way he did under the Kirk Cousins situation. So I'm feeling really good about Michael Penix. The problem is, and this gets us into some of the breakdown with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their quarterback's really good. And I just don't know why, if you do, don't respect Baker Mayfield. I'm going to read something to you today that came from Jesse Bates, and we know how good Jesse Bates is, right? All-pro safety for our Atlanta Falcons, and I think he's the best safety in the league. But when asked about Baker Mayfield, he said, I think Baker has a lot of say-so over there. He's a hell of a player. I've always been a fan of that dude. People kind of threw him off and threw him under the bus, and then he rose back up. I know he's a gamer. I have a lot of respect for him. And Jesse understands this cat-and-mouse game that's going to happen on Sunday, Mike. He's got new pieces on that offense. He'll be trying to, you know, fool Jesse and Xavier Watson in the back half of our defense, moving guys around and the eyes and all of that stuff. But I just feel like we go into this game, understand Baker Mayfield probably should have beat us twice last year.
Yeah, man, they let us down. I mean, they let themselves down by, you know, that three and out, which gave us a chance to get down the field, to kick the field goal, sent us to overtime. And I talked about the play calling of now the Jacksonville head coach, Liam Cohen. I thought they kind of forgot about their run game down in Tampa. Bucky Irving was getting some big gashes against us, and I just thought that, you know, that game certainly got a little bit tighter than it needed to be. Jesse Bates, think about that, an empty possession. He gets a strip and a fumble. That would have been potentially another score, at least a field goal. So that's the kind of big plays that turned it around for us. But both those games were some of the best games of the year. Kirk Cousins was the offensive player of the week both times.
He was.
Can Michael Penix Jr. answer the bell this time around?
Vita Vea, by the way, missed Bucs practice on Wednesday, apparent foot injury. That could be a big deal. Might not be a big deal. Maybe they realize he'll be good for Sunday. But usually game week, and you know, it's so early in the season. If this was week 12 or 13 and he missed Wednesday, I wouldn't be excited. But the fact that it's so early in the season and he missed, I'm like, okay, is he more injured than what they're leading on? And again, you talk about that cog in that defense, Mike, stopping our run game. He's a big part of that, controlling the line of scrimmage.
Rick Stroud's going to join us, guys, from Tampa Bay Times and give us the latest on the Bucs injuries, because there are as many for their offensive line that are concerning to them as what we've talked about with the right tackle. And now Elijah Wilkinson plugging in for the injured Caleb McGarry and Storm Norton. So we'll talk about just how much injuries play a factor for what they're going to try to do with us, especially on the defensive side. They got a bunch of guys. You mentioned Veda. There's a few others out there as well.
All right, as we break things down today, and we'll continue, our buddy B-Mac's going to join us here. Usually on Fridays he stops by. He's actually traveling. He's doing a game tomorrow or this weekend, so he's on his way on Friday. So we pushed him up, and we're going to get a chance to join him and talk to him about all things NFL-related coming up at 2:40 today. Looking forward to that. I know he's a proud Noel and certainly was excited about what they were able to accomplish. We'll get into that conversation with him as well. By the way, who's Florida State got this weekend?
A school that I did not know existed. SMU played them last week. FSU's got them in Tallahassee. It's Eastern Texas A&M.
I'm sorry?
Or Texas A&M Eastern. Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of schools that are directional or you're not familiar with that are playing this week. There are about maybe half a dozen games of note in the SEC and the Big Ten. We'll talk more about the big matchup with Oklahoma State and Oregon, which is now getting a lot of juice because the two coaches are jawing back and forth. We got a curtain raiser in the SEC for Ole Miss, who got beat by Kentucky last year.
Yep.
But there are some games. Iowa State now doesn't resonate here other than maybe David Archer's household. But there are some interesting games that we'll talk about, man. Oklahoma and Michigan. And Michigan's got a big young quarterback. We got a transfer at Oklahoma State, at Oklahoma, I should say. So there are some – it's not a complete wasteland, Carl, of college football.
Yeah, the Iowa State, look, it may surprise you. I think they're going to be in the college football playoff. This is last year's Indiana. When you look at their quarterback, if he continues to play well, he had a great first game, obviously, over there in Ireland. I think they're not dynamic offensively, but they're really just solid and good across the board. They could easily, in the Big 12, be that team that surprises some people and end up in the college football playoff. And remember, you know, when you start talking about the SEC getting three or four teams and the Big 10 getting three or four teams, all right, the ACC is going to get two. Is the Big 12 going to get two? Is that going to happen this year? Because realistically, last year it was Arizona State, you're our last hope, and then they almost beat Texas in that game here in Atlanta. I just think that is a real possibility. That's why I'm interested in that game. I want to see if they respond after the Ireland win, the Iowa State-Iowa game. All right, man. Today, by the way, we also get a chance to talk to one of our favorite guests, and you guys love her as well, and that's Barbara Dooley. She's going to join us coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. She gave us some good tidbits last week about the Dogs and talking about her husband's feelings toward NIL and where this thing was going. And she said he's always felt some kind of way. We'll talk to her about now, after getting this first game out of your system with the Dogs. And Mike said it, a lot of cupcakes on the schedule across the board this week. I expect the Dogs to handle business again, guys. Following week, Tennessee, next week, it'll be a different story. I think we can start talking about what they look like in the SEC. But we'll talk to Barbara Dooley coming up here on the show as well. 404-726-0929. It is a big football weekend as we broadcast live from Napa Auto Parts. Mike, tell that story when the guy drove that big 18-wheeler up here a couple of years ago.
Yeah, man, we've been out here 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row, man, on South Side, South Fulton. And first time we were here, it is a four-lane, this part of Jonesboro Road. And all of a sudden, guy in an 18-wheeler just basically parks in the right lane, the number two lane, and just basically hops up, jumps up the hill here, comes up and goes, "Dukes and Bell, hey, man." And he was a trucker that basically is Metro Atlanta for the most part, moving around in North Georgia. Loved the show, had to share it with us, and meanwhile stopped up traffic for about 3 miles.
Yeah.
So we had to get
crazy.
It back in the rig and get things moving before the Popo showed up.
You got to get that out of here, player. You got to move that thing. He's blowing the horn. I'm like, come on. But, and again, we don't suggest you do that today because now truckers are like, oh, I'll do that.
Yeah. Now, you want to do a convoy, you want to be like, Kris Kristofferson, and you want to roll it right up here, man. or you want to be, ice. If you're going to be the Iceman with Burt Reynolds, you got to have a Trans Am that was a blocking car.
Yes.
If you're going to come out here and do that too, man. Right?
We say that to say there are parking spaces once you get here. I think there's more on the side over there by the side of the Napa Auto Parts, and also next door, which I think, is that a farmer's market over there? I think it's a farmer's market. Yeah. And I don't want to tell you guys, you can park over there, because then y'all get a ticket. Y'all be like, hey, Dukes and Bell told us.
As if I just said, I said Iceman, that's Top Gun. Snowman is Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
Of course, sang this tune.
Great song.
Loaded up, man.
Immediately takes me to the movie, right?
Yes. My father, every time we road trip to the Indy 500, we play this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm going to go in, man.
Hey, man. See, somebody just rolled by in a Chevrolet truck. That's what we're talking about. All right, man, we're coming back. We got a lot to get into. NFL regular season starts tonight, 8:20 on NBC and Peacock. How much do we expect to get from the Cowboys with all the turmoil? We'll jump into that coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.